Earlier this year, Delaware lawmakers voted to forego a portion of the state's casino revenue to fund improvements to make the gambling industry more competitive within the region. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports that the National Institute for Money in State Politics has compiled campaign contribution data. It shows those who voted for the legislation on average received higher donations from the casino industry than those that did not.
This is always a chicken and egg question. Did casinos donate to Delaware lawmakers in the hopes that they would give the casino $9.9 million? Or does the industry donate to candidates who are already more likely to vote their way? Peter Quist is a research director for the National Institute for Money in State Politics. He doesn't have the answer, but he says his group looked at campaign contributions in Delaware between 2000 and 2012.
We came up with $822,000 in contributions over that time span, which doesn't make them a top player in Delaware politics, but makes them pretty sizable.
Quist says those numbers cover the industry broadly, everything from casino political action committees to contributions from people working in the gambling business. Delaware Governor Jack Markell, who supported the plan, was the single largest recipient of casino donations. His office said the governor has always put the interests of the state first, such as when he helped increase the state's share of casino revenue in 2009. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.